Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Phil Catterall, Seb Wake, Graham Knight, Bradley Renshaw, Kaylin Toomey, Hilary Merlin, Ben Plopper, Crowby, Calacatia, Plunderduck, Robbie Lyons. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 101 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Chris Optrick at Amsterdam.
Hamidsla Harun Al-Tahan.
Sasha Rackett. Probably alive.
And Azu.
And
does that mean that your room 101 is just filled with us?
No, what room 101 is, it's a really, really hot podcast in here that you don't get to leave.
Yeah. Alex's torture.
Yeah, it's been a tense one.
You guys make a business out of what you love.
Don't do it.
Then you're stuck in a hot room forever.
So, does what happened last time count as a good thing? Because I've been really trying now. I've been trying really hard.
So just before the episode, we were talking about how when you try and train algorithms, it's important that you set correct success conditions. Or they'll come up with really brutal, ugly, painful solutions.
I feel like this is what good things look
to
like.
To problems that humans would know.
I mean, it's been a week and I'm still angry. So.
On the plus side, we're alive.
Yes.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Speaking of which.
Oh, yeah.
Catching
moving
up.
And speaking.
Heart of Aphrodite.
Is it still didn't on get... Sasha's neck? It didn't get nicked.
We'll address
or lost
that in a second.
No! We're not going on a quest up a mountain to get the heart.
You don't even know which mountain yet. So, oversimplifying, you kind of got attacked by lads and or blokes who attempted to take the Heart of Aphrodite, which is your one-way ticket to being alive.
And also the most powerful item currently, like, on the plane?
Basically kicking around, not under lock and key, pretty much.
Yeah. Mm.
And with that in mind, you kind of went to the Temple of Aphrodite, were temporarily misplaced, saw good things, and then were returned.
Yeah.
So, let me get it straight.
Yeah.
Bertie's dog...
is in heaven?
And inherited all of Bertie's stuff.
Well, at least the sword, that's all I saw. And the armour. And the armour.
But he's also like...
And his title and is now able of to talk and...
Yeah, he had a hat on as well, which I didn't see Bertie have.
This sounds amazing.
So it's an upright dog with like...
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because I only saw his face, so maybe inside the armour it's all pulleys and stuff, and he's still...
Azu, give me a perception check.
I think that die may have been cast incorrectly.
Yeah. I disagree. I think it's been cast perfectly.
Yeah. So that's a 7.
No. What is it?
Well, it's a 1.
It's a natural 1. Oh, yeah. The best kind of 1. You all carry on. Don't mind me.
Anyway, we probably shouldn't keep Aaron Fairhands waiting. Let's get back to the ritual.
Yeah, all right.
You still haven't been healed, have you?
Unless that was part... Oh, no. Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it? Okay. Well, it was very nice.
Aaron Fairhands from his desk pipes up. What's happening?
I just had a chore to do, I guess.
Had to establish the exact circumstances of Shasha's disappearance and reappearance to make sure it wouldn't happen again and there was no danger to her or the heart of Aphrodite. But we've cleared that now, so we're ready to proceed.
So that all made sense to...
Oh, yeah.
To everyone here, you all...
As far as I'm aware, lawyers were involved, at which point, just whatever. That's how... The legal system works, as far as I know, so there makes sense.
That is how teleportation. The legal system works, as far as I've seen,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so are we all okay to try this again, then?
Yeah, let's...
Yes, sir.
Let's do this. Yes.
Okay, I can do this. You're already wearing the heart.
Wait. So she is wearing the heart.
Yes, Sasha's still wearing the heart.
Oh, Alex, don't do that to us!
Oh, Alexander!
You are a monster!
So...
But quick question, Sasha, just... Do you feel like a child of light yet?
No. Oh, not really. I mean, like, I saw a sunset on a mountain, but it turns out that's just being alive.
Oh, child of sunsets. Here you go, Aaron. We're almost there. Anyway, carry on.
Right, okay.
Fairhands just kind of gives a sigh, comes up. Right. Now, again, if you can close your eyes, and no one else please interfere with this process. It's been interfered with quite enough for today.
Not by us, but yeah, sure.
Talking counts as interfering from now on.
Okay. Sasha hugs her daggers, her favourite daggers, and closes her eyes.
Okay. Fairhands reaches his hands to either side of sort of Sasha's shoulders. So
she
like
flinches, but she doesn't stab him.
So he's not making any contact. Progress. There's like air gap, shoulder, heart of Aphrodite right in the middle.
Yeah.
And he's just there, and he closes his eyes and goes very, very quiet. And then everything just goes still for a while. And then the heart starts to give that...
Womp.
That's the one.
Womp. Womp.
Doesn't accelerate.
Womp.
But what does happen is that the light it's giving off gets brighter and brighter. It's still that pink, but it gets brighter and brighter to the point where it is painful to even look at it. Doesn't accelerate, just keeps going. Till eventually, though, the after image of the last one hasn't gone before... It's already flashing again. Till eventually all of you are having to close your eyes to see what happens. Sorry, all of you have to close your eyes, otherwise it's just going to be too painful.
Okay.
So, this continues for a while. And by a while, I mean like more than a minute.
I'm going to stop making
the obviously. But it continues.
You can Foley it.
So it continues and then... I can Foley it. I can just go hunt down a quick little artifact and... Yeah. Record a resurrection ritual with it.
I don't think Foley means you have to find the literal thing.
What? Yeah. I've wasted so much money.
And so many lives.
It was worth it. Worth it for the sound. So, it continues till eventually it stops. And everything is still.
Womp?
No more womps. Zero womps.
Okay. Azu opens an eye.
Aaron seems to be sort of stood there just with his eyes closed. Arms either side of Sasha, and he's just stood there quietly.
Azu opens the other eye.
Everything seems completely normal.
Grizzop also opens his eyes.
Yeah, nothing's happening. Aaron eventually sort of really, really... He tries to pass it off as like a... Like maybe part of a ritual or something. Opens one eye to see what's happening.
Give a wave.
Opens the other. Okay. Well, how do you feel?
How does she feel?
Give me a perception check.
Self-perception.
For your own feelings.
25.
25. So as the ritual was going on, you started to feel kind of hot and prickly all over.
Mm.
And then towards the end of it, when it was still flashing, you basically weren't feeling anything.
Yeah.
And then you've been maybe stood for about a minute just like...
Oh,
nothing's actually happening. It's kind of like an MRI in that it's very big and flashy and actually involves mostly standing still or being still for extended periods.
Daggers.
Yeah.
But obviously non-metal daggers.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We've all been in MRIs with daggers and made that mistake.
You realise that actually, now that you think about it, you don't feel terrible. And then you take a moment and realise, actually, not feeling terrible might actually be just the best that you've felt in
a long
ages.
Time.
You've not suddenly gone, I feel fit as a fiddle. You're like, oh, that ache's gone.
Can anyone in the room cast Detect Undead?
I don't cast Undead. I cast
Undead. I cast Undead!
Darn it!
God damn it, Gizzo! That is a major malfunction!
My plan all along!
I think I can do that, right? Paladins just be able to do that. That was not a sentence.
Yeah.
Paladin and
is it not a spell that you have to prepare?
Oh, hang on a minute. Detect evil. Does it detect evil? Undead evil?
No.
Nope.
All right, I can't cast Detect Undead.
No, me neither.
Clerics can. That's why.
Correct.
Dolph could. I got confused.
Sasha.
All right. Right. Okay.
Their hands just... How do you feel?
Like, average. But to be fair, that is an improvement. It's been a hard month.
May I remove the heart from you?
Well, I mean, technically, it's got to stay in our custody, doesn't it?
I'm sort of talking more so that we can detect things on her without...
She could just drink a potion.
I mean, I'd rather not do that.
Amazingly high risk, again.
That would hurt.
I mean, it's ultimately you are in charge of your own care, but certain parties kind of nudging towards Grisop tend to be quite rough and ready with these things.
We would find out!
Trying to give me potions
No,
I tried
to give you inflict moderate
You should always be in charge of your own medication where possible.
Thank you.
Fairhands reaches out to and gestures for you to hand over the heart if you're able.
She does so... Very well, maybe Azu should, since she's also but like the dragon did see her, so she gave it to her.
I see what's happening here. Pass it to anyone that you want that isn't you. I'm more interested in finding out if it's actually the heart of Aphrodite.
Okay,
no one's done this in a few hundred years.
Right, now. All right, there you go, Azu.
Okay,
can you just stay still a moment? He sort of closes his eyes. Opens them again. Look, as far as I can tell, you're not actually undead. You seem fine.
Drink a potion, check.
Why do you want me to...
I'm excited because if it's good, then it's proof.
Look, I'm just... At this stage, maybe an incredibly minor heal might actually be...
How are the rest of us doing? Have we been healed just by the flashback?
You're all terrible.
The blowback of this ritual?
No, you all look terrible. He's very much absorbed with the brand new, shiny, / incredibly old and forgotten ritual that can completely change the nature of healing.
Right, but...
Can anyone in the room channel positive energy? Because I could use the...
I'm all done.
I can.
Oh, great. Well, let's.
I mean,
let's do this then.
Potentially, ratchet up slowly with my. Okay, sure.
Well, yeah. Let's. Okay, all right.
Shall I? Okay, I'm gonna do this. How do I do this?
Okay, so you spent two uses of lay on hands.
Azu, you're really making the Aphrodite Church look really bad right now.
I think you innately know how to do it in character.
Okay, 3d6 healing / damage. So,
yep.
Gosh, that is quite a lot.
Okay, cool. So you channel positive energy.
Cool.
Aaron Fairhands fails to hide his slight wince as you do so.
That's a terrible roll.
Yeah, but the
does
aim
what Aaron
is
wants
to...
you to do. So
yeah, you know what? Start small.
Yeah. So that actually, it was perfect.
Tell you what, everyone in the room apart from Sasha feels about 5 better. Sasha, I'm giving you a bonus 1 because this is the first positive healing you've had in ages.
Hey. Oh, that's nice. That's look at that. Look
Did
at
it
that.
Work?
Look, I'm solid.
Sasha's alive again.
It's not actually painful. That's good. Okay. Oh, I'm tired.
Would you permit me to attempt something a little bit more ambitious?
Wait, what? I'm already.
Why? Sort of. Not a criticism upon Azu. Azu is a very dedicated...
I mean, you're now a
member of the church.
Oh, so, you know, 7 hit points out of 44.
So the whole resurrecting thing didn't automatically make her...
Oh,
okay.
Oh, does the healing apply to me as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Everyone.
Fantastic.
Channel positive energy is the best. So Fairhand steps up and says, would you mind me trying something a little more fulsome in terms of healing? Azu's obviously a very skilled... healer, but
Azu glows with praise. Yes!
Grizzop raises his eyebrow.
Vance is like, but I would like to try something slightly more complete, if I may.
Okay. Just so long as there's not much of a risk of me being completely, you know, obliterated.
I would gauge the risk is minimal.
Okay, I mean, I just got this new living body, so take care of it.
Okay. Grand. If you sit down, would you like everyone to stay, or would you like them to go?
Will it help them heal as well?
I could just... Okay.
I mean, we all got quite badly hurt in that fight just now.
Yeah,
okay, everyone,
quite...
stand still, please. He holds his hands out and just closes his eyes. There's suddenly a bright pink glow. All of you are at full hit points.
Whoa!
And then he kind of drops it down.
Show off.
In fact, give me a perception check, everyone.
23.
Another natural one!
That die has definitely
really
been
definitely,
the
best definitely,
one.
You have to use that
dice
from now on. Carry on.
26.
20. No, wait. Yes, 27.
Everyone apart from Azu.
Yes!
You all hear the distinct sounds outside of this room. You hear, a miracle! It's another miracle! And like at least two or three people in different bordering rooms all start sort of giving praise to Aphrodite. How do you feel?
How do I feel?
Brilliant.
Pretty.
Best you've felt in months and months. You feel fantastic.
Oh, her usually quite dour face. Like there's a little twitch of a smile. Like, very good. Yeah, that's good.
Brilliant.
Good. Well, cheers. Cheers for that. That's a good look at me. I'm alive. She flexes her fingers, and of course, like as she does that, although she does have the gloves on that hide it, it is quite immediately obvious that one of the fingers is missing. It's like, oh, yeah, it's great. Look at me. Oh, it's just like, oh, look at that whole body. Oh, wait. Well, yeah, mostly.
If you'd like, I could fix that too.
Oh,
while you're here.
That. All right.
Are you sure?
I might have to relearn how to do those coin tricks. And that one where it looks like you've stolen your finger and then you put the finger.
Sorry, it's just like, what?
But then in my case, it turns out there's a double punchline because the finger is actually gone. So that was quite good.
It's like that mate of yours that could do got your nose. Horrifying.
Yeah. Half face Trevor.
Grim.
Oh, all right. Let's see what you can do. That's cool.
Remove the glove and place your hand upon the table.
She takes off her glove and you can see that there is a place where a finger has been very roughly chopped off in quite a grim... clearly not with surgical skill.
Yup. Fair hands goes again. I'll have to place my hand upon yours, if you'll allow me.
Okay.
He basically gestures for your hand to be placed flat on the table. Places
it's
his
quite
hand.
An effort to take the dagger out. He takes the dagger out of her hand.
He places his hand immediately over the top. Again, closes his eyes. There is what now is a non-surprising big glow of bright pink light. And he removes his hand. You got yourself a whole hand.
Ah! Oh, that's weird. Okay, what else can you do? Like, I've thought it would be really useful to have an extra arm. Like, maybe a tail like a monkey has. I could climb even faster then. Can you do that?
I'm afraid that whilst I am very happy for you that things have gone as well as they are, I feel like we might be reaching the limits of what I can ethically provide for you.
Thank you so much.
I wouldn't normally do such a thing. Normally speaking, it's better for me to spread out my healing amongst so many, but given what you have all achieved, it seems the very least that we can do.
Look at that! Yeah.
We're so grateful. We're so grateful for your help.
Yeah, thanks very much. Anyway, should we just whack this back in the bank?
Yeah, we should take the heart back to the vault.
Everyone,
probably.
Give me a sense motive.
Oh.
Do we have to?
Yeah. Okay,
18. 20.
17.
Whoa. 30.
Whoa. Oh, very empathetic.
People's emotions. All of you see Fair Hands just for a moment lean, look at the heart, which is just placed upon one of the work services, and just for a moment you see that kind of almost covetous look go over his face.
Oh, it's that face that Sasha makes a lot.
and then he composes himself.
You don't
Hammond
see that.
Probably doesn't say that.
No.
In
yes, I suppose I suppose it's best this is returned, and who knows, maybe if the meritocrats see that maybe loosening
their grip just a little bit doesn't necessarily destroy the world.
Absolutely, and we made that case to Apophis when we met with them, so...
Well, I thank you for
I'm
it.
I'm sure they'll have heard...
If we are to return it, though, I would ask that when we return it to the bank, you might accept a small ancillary force to assist you in the event
given
of any
what happened on the way here, I would be very much in favour of that.
Yeah, all right.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay, dropping out of character and so on for a moment. Are people wanting to return this immediately?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. In which do not want to hold on to this any longer.
That's fine. In which case, then, Fairhands basically pokes his head out of his own office and gestures for some people. You hear, you know, muttered organisation, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, a, like, rosewood box with, like, a velvet pillow is presented for you to place the heart in, and it has a lock on the front. Mm. And they basically offer it to Azu since you brought it here, going... Yeah. Would you hold this? This is the key. Do not lose the key.
I think the dragon can probably break it open if he wants to. Yeah.
And unless anyone has any objections, they will immediately form up a massive group of paladins and clerics.
I'm going to cast Detect Magic just occasionally, subtly, to make sure I can still see the magical glow coming from the box so no one tries to switch out the box. Like, I've seen a lot of, like, heist movies, you know, and I'm just saying.
Do you not trust me?
No, I trust you. I just don't trust everyone around you.
What you do see is that when the heart is placed in the box and the box is closed, you can no longer detect its magic.
Boo.
are we leaving now?
Unless anyone wants anything to do first.
As we're leaving, Sasha like stops and turns around and runs back in and gives Fairhands a hug.
Oh my god! Fairhands is quite surprised. kind of.
It's a very quick one.
Accepts it
away.
And then waits to see if there's anything else. And then when there isn't, sort of gives a gentle gesture for everyone to head out.
Then runs off. Then none of the rest of you noticed that she was vanished for a second.
As we're walking out, it's like,
yeah, I wonder if this means that they'll give the spear back at some point. That'd be good.
The spear?
Yeah.
The spear of Artemis?
No, the spear of Poseidon. Of course the spear of Artemis. Come on.
Poseidon, I would have seen that
need
trident.
To be so rude.
I'm still not very familiar with your gods, but I got the idea that
this conversation,
what they were
by
into.
The way, is happening as you are heading down the strip. There are now civilians out going, ooh, rubbernecking as an honor guard of paladins surrounds all of you. And
I'm literally not taking
them.
My eyes off the box.
Yeah, Fairhands is with you. I mean, let's be honest, we can only hope to the idea that the meritocrats would actually, you know, let us get on with things would.
Yeah, it looks like they're changing, maybe. I don't know.
Here's hoping. Again, unless anyone really wants to dive into a conversation, I'm happy to spin this along a little bit. Yeah. You make it to the bank, and the first thing that you see is there are a lot of guards at the entrance. Like, a lot of guards. And, they kind of pulled out all the stops this time, unsurprisingly.
Also, we should have had them all in here.
Fairhands sort of steps forward. Do you all mind if I speak for a moment?
Yeah, go for it.
The Church of Aphrodite formally requests the meritocratic forces to allow our representatives to return the heart to their care, given that they seem to be doing such an excellent job. More specifically, we'd like to ensure that it is returned to care fully and carefully.
Oh, right, okay. Carefully.
It's not good at speeches for hands.
Right.
It's
a very low charisma there.
So we'll just
give it back then.
Yeah.
Is that what we meant?
Go.
Unless any of you object, I would greatly appreciate you accompanying me to see it returned from whence it came.
So we will just give it back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah.
Unless anyone says otherwise, I'm just going to roll this forward again.
Yeah.
I just say that, like, this is the longest time that Azu and Aaron have spent any time together, and Azu is just like, the best healer in the world.
So. Oh. Skip to the end.
Skip the end. Nice retirement for everyone. Cut through a lot of that boring rubbish.
Fairhands insists on heading with you, but you, Thor, and Fairhands get escorted down into the vault.
Wonder where Wild's gone.
Give me a perception check, all of you.
This time, when it spins around, Sasha closes her eyes.
Yeah, wise.
Hmm.
In fact...
14.
14.
13.
21.
Fairhand sneaks a peek during the spinning room bit. It doesn't go well.
Oh, as it sees Aaron throw up.
You see Fairhand's no, swallow.
Or does it? Yeah, does he urgently heal himself quickly? Just like that.
Yeah, if he's got mercy nausea, it works perfectly.
Oh, job done, there you go.
Very quick.
But, yeah.
Just from a passing fade of grey across his face.
So the reason for that perception check is just a big, huge general one of none of you see anything that seems to be amiss. None of you see any sneaky things afoot. No one sees Fairhand's, you know.
hopefully this is not all a dream inside a computer simulation.
I mean, one can only hope.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. but yeah, I'm going to return you to the lobby of the bank. The Aphrodite forces have returned. Fairhand's stands on the doorway of the bank and offers his hand for all of you to shake. Not in a, like a, look on me, more sort of like a, thank you, handshake, yep. If you'll take it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate. He shakes his hand.
And then without further ado, the Aphrodite crowd head off and the bank starts to return to a semblance of normality.
Let's rob a pyramid.
And I'll take a break then!
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, jumping back in.
Yeah, like I feel proper bouncy now. I think we should. I could jump over that pit. Well, That'd be great.
I know this wonderful restaurant. Let me take you there. Your taste buds will be reinvigorated. If you liked lobster, wait till you...
Hang on a minute. We have been in a Cairo for quite a long time now.
Like 2 days.
No.
It's been a while.
It's been like a week, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. It's weird.
Though,
yeah,
it gets a bit mushy, but there has been the funeral. There has been the fight after the funeral. Conversations and chats.
Went to the dragon.
And yeah, it's been a few days at the very least.
Okay. Yeah, so we could probably move on.
I think we should get on with our whatever we're doing next tomorrow morning. And I suggest we discuss what we're doing next tomorrow morning over dinner somewhere.
Fine, okay. Well, you just keep saying it's like, oh, world-endingly important. But honestly, I've not seen much kind of
world-ending... I never said world-endingly important. We just happened to have saved the world twice by accident while following other threads.
Oh, I thought...
It just kind of happens to us.
There's no harm in taking a rest.
I mean, it is quite a big deal, but it's not really a time pressure situation.
In the current state. We haven't exactly been. I didn't think that what we've been doing here has been much of a waste of time.
No, it's not a waste of time. It's just we've been in one place for quite a long time.
Sorry about that.
No, I'm not. Let's go to dinner.
It's quite awkward, really. I didn't mean to get in the way.
No, I'll cut. No, look, come on. I'm sorry, we've had a conversation about why this is a thing, so just...
Smash cut to dinner. Where are you having it, and what kind of meal are you going for?
Crocodile steak.
Fast food.
The fanciest restaurant in Cairo.
I'm not even going to get you to roll for like the quality of it. Of course you know the fanciest restaurant. Like,
What's it called?
You take 10.
I don't know. I'm terrible with names.
No, no, Bryn. Really? What is
Snappy
the fanciest restaurant
fast
called?
Food. I thought that was great.
That's much better than anything I'm going to come up with. Pyramids, so.
What's
green with envy?
Pharaohs. Pharaohs.
Pharaoh's table.
Scales of justice and crocodiles.
Yeah, the Pharaoh's table.
Griddle of the Sphinx.
Yeah. Oh, you guys, it took me a second, but I nailed that.
High five.
You know what?
Griddle of the Sphinx.
That's a
good meal.
Boy, oh boy, boy. All right.
And contrary to what you might
rolling
expect,
with
really
the big
tasteful.
Boys now, Helen. Yep.
Like really, really classy establishment.
Puns.
Yeah.
Puns.
Well, it's one of those good places that's like, because it's local, it appears tacky on the outside, but it's just real quality food.
Yeah.
It's got like, no pretense. It's just great.
It is good. It is good. So yeah, you are mid-table. Because I think having a conversation that isn't, oh, we've got to kill this thing, might be a nice change of pace for like 5 minutes, maybe.
Oh. So basically, you know, the next stop on our general mission is Damascus. Mm. But, you know, as I said, the Metricas have encouraged us to undertake other smaller jobs while we're in town as a cover, because, you know, although it's now become clear that we do work for the meritocrats, they still don't want the nature of our overall mission divulged, and we have to keep up our cover of a normal mercenary company in between.
Are there any pyramids to rob in Damascus?
I don't think
we should rob any pyramids.
I mean, well, the local job we have been offered is to scout out the newly uncovered tomb under the bank vault. My sister offered us that job.
Oh, I forgot
about
that.
That's the thing we could do tomorrow morning, or we could head straight to Damascus. But I think under the terms of our contract with the meritocrats, and as I said, the mission isn't time critical as such, we could happily do either, Grizzop.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, I'm just imagining Alex with like, he's just moved all the Eiffel's Folly stuff into the next triangular, potentially villain-filled...
But turned it upside down.
Yeah. Desperately hoping that we'd pick up on that. No, I think Damascus is fine.
Yeah, I mean... Just because it sounds like every time we've gone somewhere, there's been like a world-ending situation related to it. So.
I hear that they make really good daggers there.
I mean, that's true, they do. I mean, the world-ending situation, we haven't saved the world in Cairo. We've just had to deal with my family, and we've saved Sasha. So
that's
still a productive trip.
So, you know,
yeah. The discussion is, I mean, we haven't saved the world yet in Cairo, so I'm guessing that we're going to have to hang around until the world gets saved.
How dare you, waiter? You should not be in this conversation.
I'm sorry, I'm new.
It's my first day. Well, you're doing very well. Please get me another glass of wine.
Of course.
And another round of frozen yogurt for everyone?
Yes, please.
Hey. Quite popular.
It's the heat, you see.
The
really good in the heat, but not too heavy.
Froyo.
Camel's milk for you.
Yeah.
Just careful or he'll spit in it.
Right, well, I mean, now that we can just call up Einstein and get, like, teleported places, that does save time. So
yeah.
let's get some daggers. We could even pop back and do the pyramid job, like, in an evening.
That's true. Do a bit on the side.
I mean, we could just, you know, it's best not to overload ourselves. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when I run out
I
of spells for a day,
it
becomes
perky.
Quite tricky.
Well, as long as I can buy more arrows, I'm fine.
I feel like if we have to save the world, we should do that before investigating...
So it's not saving the world. As I've tried to explain, the situation is that we are the Meritocrats are worried about what the separatists might be doing over in America, but we're not too clear on the details, and so we're making preparatory research trip, a research investigation essentially about the things they could build. So they may not even be building them. You know, that's why they haven't assigned a huge team to go to every location simultaneously, and because they don't want too many people to know about it, that's why they've assigned us to do this.
Well, I mean, unless there's something left in the pyramid that might be... Because, Barrett really wanted to get in there, and...
Wasn't he after the heart?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I mean...
I don't think we know that for sure. I mean,
the fact that we were swamped by minions
might have just been coming after us. We've given a lot of reasons for him to be annoyed at us.
Could have been opportunistic.
They did seem to... They swarmed me quite badly.
Yeah,
oh.
So they
were looking for the heart, were they, when they were searching?
Yes, they were patting
you.
Me down, yes.
Oh, okay.
Also, honestly, you know...
It's pretty likely then, isn't it, that he was going after the heart?
If the meritocrats have hired you... us a lot to do that thing. Your sister can just hire someone else.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't mean she couldn't. I just, as I said, that we've been encouraged also, to take other jobs occasionally.
Also, like, you're saying like, oh, it's not time critical, we just need to prepare. The longer we leave it, the more time they'll have to prepare or find out that we're doing this and try and stop us, right?
Well, so, yes, but if we're not occasionally taking cover jobs, if we're not maintaining a cover, then our purpose becomes clearer. So there's
a different case of one in Damascus.
Yeah, the cover for Cairo has been everything we've done.
Yeah. Okay, so, let's go to Damascus then. We'll tomorrow
let's
morning.
Let's save the world, which is what I joined to do.
That one, please. Thanks.
It's nice.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it's saving the world, but I mean, it is a worthwhelpwhile job, absolutely.
Having money helps you. I don't know. Weapons.
You were talking about self-building robots. Like, yeah. Loads of them.
That sounds apocalyptic.
Armies.
A lot of the things we found that have saved the world have been adjacent to that quest.
That's it as well. If we go to Damascus and accidentally find a world-ending situation, if we'd waited, that world-ending situation might have just happened without us.
All right, let's go to Damascus
one of those
then.
In the pyramid.
I mean, I'd like to say goodbye to my family and stuff. And as I said, I, you know, get prepared and leave in the morning.
Sure.
I mean, we're going to the place they make the best daggers.
Sasha objectively,
very,
yes.
Very excited. I'm going to have a shiny one and maybe one with the ripply effects, and then get ones that have good spots on them. It was really hard to get the folds in the steel to do that.
So I'm going to make axes.
So I'm going to roll time on a bit. Let's assume that you want to be heading and starting to head off tomorrow morning. What do you want to do between now and then? What's your last bits of business in Cairo before moving on?
Sash is going to very proudly buy some heal potions.
Oh.
One of your finest make living people better potions. Please. Okay. I even have gold, which I will pay to you rather than slipping it into the place where the product
was before. Where are you trying to buy
this
from?
At a shop.
Okay.
Whatever is the correct shop.
You are able to buy as many as you can afford.
She's got a lot.
You have so much money.
A couple of cure moderate wounds.
Yeah.
How many does moderate cure?
D8 plus 3? 2D8 plus 3.
2D8 plus 3.
Yeah, 2. Because I've got 2 cure light wounds, 2 cause light wounds. So 2 moderate wounds.
You should not now drink.
Yes. That'd be a really bad idea.
Yep. Okay. So how much do the moderate ones cost?
Okay. I'll have to look it up after the fact.
I think it might be 150.
I'll look it up after the fact. No, okay.
Those and
unless you would plan on spending all of your money now, like it's fine.
I'll probably end up trying to sell the bow and the necklace.
So what is everyone wanting to do with the time you have, assuming you want to head off tomorrow morning?
I'm gonna say goodbye to my family, tidy up my rooms and that kind of thing. Like, which I probably didn't ever do before, but
okay. I will jump with that last if I may.
Yeah.
What's everyone else doing?
Sasha's going to practice with her new hand. Because you don't.
Fair.
Yeah. So
you notice something whilst you're doing your practicing.
Do I have a super powerful extra finger now?
You have lost your extra speed.
Oh, I knew it would happen. Oh, so sad.
I'm afraid you're just human.
I mean, is it so she just raises over breakfast? Like, so
I'm not going to jump to breakfast yet. I need to know what people are doing first.
Whether it's Azu is going to go back to her room in the mm-hmm. Temple of Aphrodite and, you know, pick up, like, if she's leaving properly, then she's going to pick up the little things that she brought with her from
little trinkets and stuff.
Yeah, like, I don't know, a picture and a diary. Letters.
You find there is in, like, you. So the setup is quite basic. It is like bed, footlocker, maybe bedside table, and, you know, that kind of thing. You find there is a small box in your bedside table that you didn't put there.
She opens it.
It's the Heart of Aphrodite.
There's a tiny replica of the Heart of Aphrodite in there, made in gold. And then there's a little note scrunched up inside that just in very florid handwriting says, "With thanks."
Azu is going to burst
into tears. I wish you guys could
tears.
See Helen's face. Helen's face was incredible.
Oh my word.
At that.
Absolutely. Happy, happy, happy tears.
There's no signature.
It's obvious. She's seen Aaron's handwriting. He's a doctor.
And then the heartfelt young man next to her just goes, "Oh, as you realise as you never know. No.
No, absolutely. Okay, so that goes... Wait, is it on a chain?
Yeah, it is much more. Like, Heart of Aphrodite was a heffing great impractical thing. This is actually like a little pendant that's kind of a replica, but it's not... It's not as big and flashy.
From like the tourist tat Aphrodite shop. This is what you buy your Aphrodite paladin daughter or goddaughter who's just graduated.
Well, I went to the Temple of Aphrodite and all I got was this rubbish replica.
No, like the sort of thing you get people on graduation.
No, so if you want your marriage to really last, this is what you buy your wife. Aww. Whereas if you buy stuff from other religions, other gods, it doesn't have the same effect.
Yeah, if you get the Artemis ones, it all just ends up very sort of practical, but there's just the feels aren't there, you know?
Perfect.
So happy. So, in fact, okay, so Azu's going to write a letter to Erin Fairhands and put it under his door before she goes.
Okay.
And I'm going to write that myself at some point.
Grizzop.
The banks, can they make transfers even, like, normally?
So, assuming that you, like, asked this question in character, blah, blah, blah. Sure. Yeah. They are now accepting transfers, but it is all done, like, snail mail style and verified stamps and signatures. It's the old days of I'd like this money here, please. Okay, that's magically done for you. Have passed, and it's now back into kind of faffy. But yeah, it can totally be done.
Cool. I'm gonna transfer 2,000 gold to my contact in Berlin.
Yep.
That's very mysterious. None of us have any idea what's going on there. Yeah,
really?
Put it all on 2-1.
Yeah, she's got a huge gambling problem. Right?
That's very insensitive if you don't, because Samit does.
That's true.
We don't talk about it. We just try and keep him busy.
I'll also go get this magical bow I got from Newton's house identified. And if it's not that useful, I'll sell it.
Okay. I will deal with that also off of audio.
Ah, you're not dealing with the boring bits. Fair enough. It's bold, but I like it.
I will jump finally to Hamid. So you head home.
Yep.
Give me a perception check.
18.
You see unusual lights are happening. So, like, you get to your drive and obviously you're letting through the gate and you're heading up through the garden. And you see there's an unusual pattern of lights in the lounge area where everyone got completely smashed on Orcish Moonshine.
Sure.
Clearly magical. Which is weird because none of your family are really magic users. With the exception of your
walking a bit faster.
Sister, who was the performer, obviously. There's the distinct sounds of, like, pops and bangs and what might be, like, minor magical combat.
I jog.
Yes, it is. There's definitely the sound of something getting trashed in the lounge.
I sprint.
Presumably you sprint in the door?
Yep.
You sprint in the door and immediately see your two brothers, the young ones.
Yes, Ishak and Ishmael.
Mid, like, faux combat in the lounge, which is trashed. With literally, they both turn to look at you askance, and you see a lot of magical lights and stuff die down, and they're just stood there in the completely trashed lounge. Hey, Hamid.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, dear.
I wouldn't see that magic.
It's not what it looks like. Yeah, he did it. No, I didn't. Did. No, I really didn't. No, Hamid, listen.
I cast sleep.
Yes, they finally don't have enough hit points.
Oh, bumf.
Well.
Oh, big brother.
It's the family of sorcerers. Yeah. And the kind of weirdly, sort of oddly violent big brother that makes people go unconscious if they do what he doesn't like. I don't know. That was a weird anyway.
What's a weird move on its weird family? You now have two unconscious
Never
brothers
really
in the middle of a trashed
anyway.
Lounge. Yeah.
I will put them both on a sofa, tuck them in next to each other, and start cleaning up the room, casting prestidigitation occasionally to speed myself up.
Halfway along, the servant who got a bit drunk with everyone on basically their first day, rocks up, sees things, and is, oh, I'm so sorry, sir.
Not at all.
I'll do this.
Well, feel free to give me a hand. I'm just going to help.
Yeah, sure. No worries. I mean, what did you do? If you don't mind me asking, because, you know...
It... Surprisingly, it wasn't me. We're going to need a new set of tutors for the twins.
The servant goes, right. Winks at you and carries on.
Hammond sighs, but doesn't bother trying to dissuade him.
So I am going to accelerate time because I need to get us to tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
What are you doing basically to deal with this situation? Because I don't want to dive down another two, like, full real-time hours of family
after
conversation.
After your brothers deal with their upset and rage at having been knocked unconscious.
I can jump ahead with that now. They found it hilarious. Because magic's the best. Like, honestly, having magic and no one knows you have magic is just the bomb. It's incredible.
So basically, I'm going to have a conversation with them, which I'm going to boil down to a single sentence, and it's with great power.
No.
Comes great responsibility.
Comes do whatever the heck you want!
I regret nothing!
So, presumably, yeah, you're talking to them. Are you talking to the rest of your family?
Yes,
about
yeah, I absolutely will tell my sister. And basically, they need a magical tutor. Like, it's going to have to be a wizard because there aren't any sorcerers, and they're probably sorcerers. But if we get a wizard tutor who knows that, at least there's a hope of them being able to control themselves a little, and the wizard will be able to deal with it.
Cool. In that case, then, I am happy to. I realise what I'm doing is that I'm lingering on all the horrible bits, and then it's like, so everything's really heartfelt and nice. Let's skip past that. Everyone's really happy, and you have a really like heartfelt, nice evening with your family. Skip past that.
Yeah.
But yeah, nonetheless, unless you want to dive into anything specific, I'm happy to bounce on to tomorrow morning, where basically everything was just nice first time in ages.
I mean, do we know what's happening with Hamid's father and oldest brother?
Oh! Do you want that information, or do you skip past that? As in, like, do you engage with it?
I won't engage with it. I will find out, and I, you know, assume they're basically both going to go through the legal system.
They are being held pending trial.
Yeah, it's going to be bad, but it won't be terrible, but the family is going to be okay.
For what it's worth, it sounds like your father might be getting, again, it's very early stages. Yeah. The general feeling is that your father is going to be getting minor punishment because it's basically become known because your brother's been quite open that your dad just tried to take the fall.
Yeah.
So he'll be punished for that and nothing else. And as for your brother, that's a bit more up in the air. At this stage, no one really has the info for you. But they all just promise that they'll send you information when there's any updates.
Because what might be key is if it seemed that information was missing and people going into the pyramid where the break-in happened and the murder, whether that would be helpful. Because that could motivate us to rob a pyramid.
I'm getting some overtones that Lib might want to rob a pyramid.
Is it from the way she keeps saying, let's rob a pyramid?
I think it is, actually. Master of deduction.
I also think before we leave Cairo, we should
rob a pyramid.
We should check on the bloke that broke out of jail once already to make sure he's still in it.
Howard?
Howard Carter.
Oh,
who cares? No.
Can we just bury him in sand up to his neck?
Oh, that's very hard.
I mean, you could leave water with him. It just means he won't get away.
He's a wizard. You'd have to bind his
mouth. Jumping ahead to tomorrow morning. You all meet up at your prearranged destination that you definitely prearranged, which was...
Hamid's house, because we're all sleeping there except for Azu.
Okay. In which case, you all have your breakfast. The whole family is kicking around in various forms. It's all very informal in a way you haven't seen in the household before now.
I'm teaching prestidigitation tricks to the twins.
Oh, they're loving it. Most of their prestidigitation tricks tend to be fart smells.
How old are they? Like 12?
So
boys don't grow out of farts for a very long time.
Well, but also halfling age and human age are not quite the same.
I just wondered because Sasha might do knife tricks in front of them.
They would probably like that.
Yeah, so they'd be all over that.
Knife tricks and then see if they can copy that with, but it doesn't quite work.
I think their numerical age is 14 or 15, which is the human equivalent of 11 or 12.
Super immature 14, 15. That's what they are.
Just knife tricks.
Well, so Hamid got sent to English secondary school at 14.
They're basically at...
So 11 or 12.
That,
Okay.
Yes. Approaching that.
Prestidigitation.
Oh, yeah, it goes...
Tricks.
I'm not even going to roll it. There it goes down great.
Yeah. I don't know what Grizzop does to try and...
Just to point out, though, boys, Sasha's only recently had one of her fingers regrown, so do be careful. You don't want to lose one like she did.
That, wait, no.
Wink.
Over,
wait,
oh.
Wink.
Wait,
Hammond winks at you quite obviously.
I mean, I can show you how to fire a bow really far, but we need to leave breakfast to do that.
The kids go, yeah! Grab Grizz up and start dragging him out of the room.
Okay, I'm firing a bow really far. Somebody throw me a sausage!
Hammond apologises to Sasha, but he had...
I'm going to jump to the far end of breakfast because it's just going to be chaos. It is just going to be chaos till you manage to find some time not surrounded by children insisting that you do ever increasingly dangerous and ridiculous things. At least one of them asked if they could sit on your axe while she threw it. Stuff like that.
Whoa! That is... No.
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 It said that they got to do it. So you were...
She'll have carried them around on her shoulders for a bit to be like, look, this is what the world looks like.
I mean, they've got to be, what, like 2 foot tall?
Well, they're tiny. So, you all find yourself in a actually quiet space on the enormous sprawling Tahana State.
Alright, well, I guess we get... what's his name on the mobile stone?
Yeah. Everybody ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Yep.
Yes.
Let's assume this is going to happen with no complications whatsoever.
I'm ready for adventure.
Are we all prepared for the variety of weather conditions we could encounter in Damascus?
What's the climate like in Damascus?
I mean,
it's relatively similar to here.
Oh, okay. Well, we've already had one sandstorm, so...
Sasha wraps a bit of cloth around his face.
Well, I mean, just have it... I wouldn't wrap it ahead of time, but just have it to hand, maybe.
I'm going
to
wrap it. If it's not a sandstorm, all I've got is a wrapped face.
So just if the weather is crazy there, I have got the spell Endure Element, so it'll help us all out.
So do I.
Oh, brilliant. So we're sorted
right,
if
I
that
don't.
Happens.
Right,
I mean, I will cast it on you, Sasha, if we need it. Just be aware that, you know, that's what we want to be ready, just in case we get teleported into the middle of another weird situation.
Sasha's wrapped cloth around her head and standing there.
Should we all stand back to back, just in case there's like a battle or something going on?
Yeah, sure. Should I get him on the stone then?
Two favourite daggers.
All right. Yeah. Einstein!
There's just no response.
Shake the phone.
Do you hold the rock in the air?
Shake the stone.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
I misheard you.
Einstein! Ring, ring!
Professor!
About a minute passes of this.
Oh, my God, what? Hello!
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 Hello.
Nice to hear from you again.
Is it?
How's the beach?
I got bored.
Oh, where are you now?
On glacier, super cold.
Mm. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
It's not. I made a mistake going back to the beach.
Will you have a pina colada on us?
Yep, sure. Why are you calling me?
Could you teleport us to Damascus, please?
I mean, it's all take with you.
I mean, we could give you something. What would you like?
Recommendations other than glacier and beach, getting very bored.
There's a mountain that's very nice for you can see sunsets off the top of.
Okay, 1 second.
Bang!
Einstein just appears in the middle of the room.
Oh.
Ah.
Hey!
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello. Oh, this is Azu.
You're massive.
I am. I'm glad you noticed.
Okay. Just straight to...
I've been working on it.
I mean,
I grew it myself.
You're totes swole. Good job. So, person, I forget your name.
Sash. Well, so, wait, doesn't matter.
Point on the map. He pulls out a map. Where is this?
I don't know. I got teleported there.
Spotting a pattern here.
But I recommend mountaintops.
I can show you where my mountains are.
Sure, why not?
Okay, as it indicates, the mountains in Kenya.
Okay, cool. Thank you. He disappears.
Probably less cold than the ones...
Wait,
I'll get the stone. Oh, Einstein.
Oh, I like it here. It's really nice.
He likes it.
Good.
Azu's pleased. We'll give you some more, but if you wouldn't mind teleporting us to Damascus...
Although it's filled with lots of shouting people running away.
They probably haven't seen a teleporter before.
Don't run away, people!
Before you make friends!
Alright.
Could you teleport us to Damascus, please?
Oh, please! Fine! Okay, where in Damascus?
The city center.
Damascus City?
Yeah, alright.
The outskirts?
On the ground.
On the ground.
Okay, 1 sec.
He appears back. Fine, I in a circle. Do you have any idea how tiring it was doing it last time? I really should have just done it all in one go.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sure. All right, bye! You all just disappear and reappear, surrounded by goblins, massive heavy machinery, and an enormous amount of noise.
Watcha!
And I'll end the episode there.
Nice.
I like Einstein. No one else does. I like Einstein.
No, I like Einstein.
We like Einstein. Yeah, we do. He's just about your least annoying character.
Yeah. Oh, so I can kill him and it'll...
No!
But yeah, that's us done for today. And I think, look, I'm really trying hard. No one died.
I don't think I was sad for any of that.
No.
It's really weird.
No, I mean, Sasha thought she was... No, she didn't even think she was dead this time.
And if you find this boring, write in, let me know, and I can correct the party and dish on more misery.
Oh, please do not do this.
Bye, guys.
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
So, fair hands is... You're all the worst.
I mean, you're the one who made the room hot.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yes.
By covering it right. in so, foam.
If you'd got us froyo, this wouldn't have happened.
That's true. It's a very quiet
It'd be all... Right. Can we carry on?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com. For episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.